Olson, St. Helena, California, October 2, 1906. Elder Olson, dear brother, I feel thankful to God for His rich blessings to me. During our recent camp meeting, I was as one renewed in physical, mental, and moral powers. I will not repeat to you in this letter, however, what I have written to Dr. Kress. I praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice. I have been free from pain and weariness ever since this meeting in Oakland. We often think of you all and would be pleased to see you both. Sister Olson, have faith in God. Keep His praise in your heart from morning till night. Speak not one word of repining, but ask for the healing power of God to come to your heart and mind. Be cheerful and hopeful. Praise the Lord. Last Wednesday, W.C. White left for Tacoma Park to attend a meeting of the General Conference Committee. I was unable to sleep after 1 o'clock. I left my bed and began to write on important matters. I wrote 19 pages of letter paper before he left in the morning and let him take it without being copied. After he left, I wrote 19 pages more before I had my dinner. This was all important matter that will be a help to them in their councils at Washington. Brother Olson, I am instructed that at the present time, I am not to answer the questions that come to me from Battle Creek. What I write will be misinterpreted and made to serve their own ends. All I can do is to let them alone. It may be my duty to go to Battle Creek in the near future, but I shall have no words with those who have departed from the faith. We are to answer them as Christ answered the enemy. It is written. I am bidden to have no controversy with them. I am only to vindicate the truth. The world is rapidly filling up the measure of their iniquity. Oh, may the Lord give me much of His love and grace and power to meet and rebuke the powers of darkness. We must keep the way of the Lord, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We are not to allow one discouraging word pass our lips, but we can praise the Lord that we can believe and trust in Jesus. He is the light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Let us talk faith, talk courage. Let our lips utter the praise of the Lord. Behold Him. Behold Him who is the light of the world. Talk of His love. Tell of His wonderful works. Notwithstanding the heavy judgments of God, the wickedness in San Francisco and in Oakland is greatly increased. We are now to be faithful stewards to our trust, whatever our line of work may be. We are to look to Jesus and work after the divine pattern. God requires faithfulness in every soul that touches His work. Not one thread of Satan's sophistry is to be brought into the fabric. We have many things to remind us of our need of chastisement. Some of our buildings have been burned, books and plates have been destroyed. We need these misfortunes, else they would not have been permitted to come. The words are spoken, "Well done, good and faithful servant," not "Well done, good and successful servant." Matthew 25, verse 23. Our work individually is to make a heart and a life surrender. We must die to self. The exhibitions of selfishness are so marked. Many men, many of our ministers, are unprepared to engage successfully in the work of saving souls. Soul, body, and spirit need to be reconverted. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. James 1, verse 12. But unless ministers are themselves under control to God, unless their will is brought into submission to the Lord Jesus, for Christ's sake, let them take hold of their individual selves. This is the message I am giving to the workers in Oakland. Christ is moving upon hearts. Shall those who have had the messages of truth for years continue to need a reconversion? Some give evidence that they do not discern the working of the Spirit of God. They manifest a spirit to tear down and pull down. Every thread of a spirit of domineering needs to be taken away. The Lord has a mighty work to be done by those who will let themselves be worked by Him.